When the Phoenix Shot Tower was constructed in 1828, it was the tallest building in the nation. It still stands today, and many residents of this city know of its intriguing past. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping Nutrien Ag Solutions give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant for details about Radiate's give back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
When the Phoenix Shot Tower was completed in 1828, it was the nation's tallest building at 234 feet. Small spheres of hot lead used to be dropped from the inside of the tower, and they formed perfectly round balls of shot when they dropped into the water bath at the bottom. Paula Hankins says while the enterprise was very successful, it did have its share of infamous stories.
The Shot Tower has lots of stories, and one of the most amazing two workers were hauling lead to the top on an elevator, and they were almost up to the top when the cable slipped. And they fell all the way down. They hit the ground with such a force that the pallet shattered. They were both thrown, but miraculously, neither of them broke a bone, and they both recovered and went back to work.
The other major incident was a great fire that was seen for miles.
About midnight on September 2nd, 1878, somebody noticed fire glowing from the windows about halfway up the tower. And by the time the firemen got here, the fire was raging uncontrollably. Everybody had to run out. The fire blew out all the windows, and it shot up 300 feet above the tower. You could see it 14 miles down the bay.
The inside of the tower was rebuilt and went back into business. Out of use for over a century, it remains a symbol of Baltimore.
Everybody in Baltimore knows the Phoenix Shot Tower. It has been an icon. It was saved by the citizens in 1924, rescued from demolition, and it has been a museum since.
It was the tallest structure of its day, and still an interesting sight to visit. Traveling the countryside in Baltimore, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCray.